We are sitting here with Curtis Brooks, myself. My name is Lauren Comito. I have Miss Dorian Dean to my right. And we are talking today about who but. So, Kurt, thanks for coming out.
Sure.
Coming back to Philadelphia. You know, I feel like this show has been in the works. At least it's always been on the back burner of my mind. Mm-hmm. Since we've met a few years ago, I've wanted to have a show of your work, and I'm very pleased to have it finally come through to fruition. This particular body of work is unique, and I would like you to talk a little bit about the circumstances and perhaps maybe the environment of making the work. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. All of the work here has been made within the last 6 years, which the last time I've shown was over 8 years ago. So this is still somewhat an unfamiliar activity to me at this point. Most of this work was made at work, which is to say, directly at my place of employment, where I was being paid to do whatever it is I was being paid to do.
And what was that specifically?
I was a political advertising, political media placement coordinator. I placed political advertisements on television, which was not the most exciting work. And this was a way to largely keep busy when I didn't have work to keep myself busy. So that's where the bulk of the work in this show comes from. Some other stuff, though, the pieces on the... the north wall?
Which pieces are you referring to?
The masking tape.
The masking tape pieces are on the south wall.
On the south wall. Those were all made out of a decision to limit the materials. Those were made on my own time. Unfortunately, I wasn't a time burglar when I made those. But those were made purposefully using only the limited materials you see. I think most artists have far too many choices in what they do, and I think it really allows them to be lazy as far as the choices they make. If you have too many choices about your materials, I think discipline is difficult to learn, and it's very difficult for me to learn. That was one attempt, which probably didn't work so well anyways.
Well, I think the limitation of materials is a real strength in the show. And when I say strength, I think even without the knowledge, the prior knowledge, knowing that you were making this work while at work, it's an interesting relationship of doing work at work and how that relates to art making, the process of art making, and your relationship to that. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you feel about that relationship, because the materials themselves are office materials. They are a limited palette, to say, of specific materials, but they're Post-its, they're pencil, they're common materials found in the office.
Sure. As far as, you know, setting aside time for art making, that's not something I've done. And for the most part, these things were not made with the intention of being art. Initially, a lot of very similar, or things maybe not similar, as I used other materials at the beginning, like aluminum cans and such, that I was just largely doing that to keep myself busy. One of my coworkers remarked that I should be saving it, and so I started doing that at some point. But I threw out a lot of stuff before this, which probably is unfortunate, because once I became aware that I was saving it and that it could be considered art, I'm concerned that that's probably the less interesting work. But we're never going to, some of this stuff is from before. I was told that, and I'm never going to tell you which was which.
So the intention takes away from the work itself, the intention for it to be saved and to be a work of art?
The intention is going to change the way that I think about it. Most of the things that I like and that I've made were made more for the experience of doing something other than, you know, keying in data or something, just in my downtime at work. And so there was really no intention beyond the immediate gratification. And that's different than work that I did when I was younger, where very little of it was actually about gratifying myself through art making. And I don't mean that in any sort of dirty way, but that's another body of work entirely anyways.